Was the moon landing faked, or did mankind marvel at our ability when we landed on the moon with Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins? Fake or real? I want to hear from you. Leave us a WhatsApp voice note. Where did I put that number? 061-792-9495.
Fake.
It's 6:38 Tuesday morning on East Coast Breakfast. Jess Glynn ain't got far to go if you've already been to the moon. You want to go back again? I see India launched yesterday. They have their first moon landing, but it's an unmanned mission to the moon. So good luck and congratulations.
Why is it unmanned?
Why have they chosen to go unmanned?
Yeah.
Because the Americans understood the incredible risk of sending people to the moon. That's why, Kerry.
Okay, both of you.
Yeah, bo.
You too. Hey, can I just read some East Coast Breakfast Facebook page comments?
Yeah, let's see what the...
That's a role I'll play.
What East Coast has to say.
I don't want to be involved there. Okay, we got one from Das.
Yeah.
Or Das, D-A-S.
Das good.
They never went to the moon. It was staged like the Star Wars film props.
Okay. I gave you that argument a little bit earlier, but it's impossible to stage it if you look at the photos, all the actual moon landing photos. All the shadows are in parallel, and in order to do that, you need a light source that is hundreds and thousands of kilometers away. You cannot fake that. We battle to fake it today. They were not able to use lighting technology back then in 1968.
Okay, thank you, comrade. They've got another one from Manny R. Mahabir.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was because a spaceman's boot got no prints on it, but the one on the moon got prints.
Yeah.
How is that possible? Or maybe I'm wrong.
Do you understand
the
question?
Darren, tell us.
We don't have time for Darren to tell us. We'll move on. Neil Rayburn.
Yeah.
I am in the stage corner.
Okay.
How did we have the technology when we didn't even have a digital watch?
Do you want to know the answer?
No, rhetorical question.
Okay.
We got voice notes, sir.
All right, so the question this morning, wow, it seems like we've opened up a can of worms here. We don't love science, eh? We just don't love it.
Darren, we have voice notes.
All right, so what do you think? Was the moon landing staged or did it happen?
The moon landing, in my opinion, was very fake.
Yeah.
Even Elon Musk, one of the greatest rocket minds of our time, said that the human race has not been on the moon and will only probably be able to land on the moon in the next 10 years if we're lucky.
Yeah.
Because our technology is not good enough.
All right. I think I've watched every single piece of footage of Elon Musk, including the 2 hours with Joe Rogan. I don't remember him saying that. If you could WhatsApp me that link, I would appreciate that. I'd like to hear that. But no, I don't believe Elon Musk did say that.
Hi, East Coast.
Hey.
I think that the moon landing has been faked.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the United States is very capable of doing that.
Huh. So that's, you're a part of the majority, Kerry Miller. I'm in the minority about
I
this
feel one. Like maybe we happen to be choosing the voice notes that seems to be backing me. 'Cause let's see, we've got Nikki on the line. Nikki's a school teacher. And apparently Nikki's kids have got something to say about this as well. Nikki, good morning.
Morning, Kerry. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Nikki, where do you teach? Am I allowed to ask?
I teach at Clifton Preparatory School in Nottingham Road.
At Clifton Prep, all right. And so tell me, yes. Nikki, what do you and your kids think about this?
You know what I think the best thing to do is if you've got a question like this, you've got to give it to children.
Yep.
Because they will come up with the most creative and out-of-the-way thinking. So when I talk to my children, I try and convince them that the earth is flat.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach an entire lesson about it. And they will come up with the most extraordinary things. So with the moon landing, the idea to them is that we've got cell phones and the technology that exists today.
Yeah.
And surely if we had this type of technology now, we should be on the moon every single weekend.
Yeah.
So they put forward those ideas of, but we're so much more advanced.
Yeah.
We're so more technologically ahead than we used to be, and that we should actually be on the moon every weekend. Why haven't we done it again? And I think that for me has been one of the strongest arguments that's made me think as a teacher.
Nikki, you just said that you were teaching your kids about the world being flat. Is that what you believe?
No. Well, what happened was it was a geography lesson,
yeah.
and we were looking at the Earth, And it's the easiest way to get them to start thinking is to give them a contradiction to what they always believed.
Oh, thank God.
We were panicking for a second.
I was looking for Clifton Prep's like email address.
Well, I love that, Nikki. I love that method of teaching where you present a counter argument and you get kids to figure it out for themselves and find the truth on their own. I do love that, and I find that admirable. Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah, sure. And you know what? Tell the children that something didn't happen, and they'll try everything in their power to try and find the information to tell you that it did or to prove that you're right that it didn't.
Sure.
Yeah. So kids listening right now, absolutely. You know what? Whether you believe me or Kerry, don't believe either of us. Go and find the truth for yourself. The truth is out there. Just keep in mind, seriously, we live in an age, even now, where more people believe in angels than believe in moon landings.
Yeah, actually.
It's absolutely fake.
South Africa's number one breakfast show.
According to the Liberty Radio Awards 2019.
East Coast Breakfast.